Tuesday from the BBC World Service, Lawrence and Claire, the Italian city of Venice has been hit by its highest tide in more than 50 years. Tourists have been wading through flooded streets to seek shelter, but of course it's not just the tourists that are affected. Jane D'Amosto heads We Are Here Venice, which seeks to safeguard a living city and protect its inhabitants. She's also an environmental scientist and joins us now. Welcome to Newsday.
Good morning.
How bad is it?
Right now, the water level has subsided, but later today, it's going to rise up quite high again and over the coming days. The flooding in Venice is caused by the wind, strong winds that push more water into the lagoon.
Mm. So, I mean, lots of people are saying it's environmental. There's critics of the huge cruise ships as well. They don't help either. And this has been an ongoing battle, hasn't it, for years? It's getting worse. The government there have tried many things, their mobile barriers to bring them in. Why hasn't anybody got on top of this problem? Is it a problem that you can actually get on top of?
It's definitely a problem that we can get on top of. 53 years ago, there was a huge flood like the one we had last night. 10 years after that, less than 10 years after that, they came around to the decision that Venice needed a flood barrier system and a whole lot of other interventions to make the lagoon more resilient in the face of strong winds and to reduce the effects of extreme events and the frequency of flooding.
So this was 10 years ago. Yeah, what's happened?
Nothing has happened except the wrong things. They started building the mobile barriers in 2003 using an engineering approach that was never going to work. There were strong critics at the time, and it was just arrogant governance from Rome that tried to impose this on Venice. And as a result, it was 10 years later that one of the biggest corruption scandals in Italy was exposed, associated with these barriers. That was 2014.
So as an environmental scientist, you think absolutely, even with global warming, even with rising sea levels, if minds were put together in the right way, there is a way of designing mobile barriers that would protect Venice. Is that what you're saying?
I'm certain that Venice can be defended from flooding. I'm certain that there are technological and engineering capabilities that can protect Venice. What we need is better governance of Venice to make it possible for the best minds to be put to work and for money to be spent efficiently and effectively on looking after the city.
Jane, it's been great to talk to you. We are going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much. There you see, she is saying there is a will, there is a way, but maybe the will just isn't that cohesive. Yeah. Jane D'Amosto there, heading up the group We Are Here Venice.
And the pictures are quite extraordinary, right up to the waist, standing in front of St Mark's in the square with people, sort of policemen, tourists, right up to their middles in water. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Now, this is terrific. It's Al Ross.